Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Focus. Grant Demme joining you today. We are talking about the Lanark County Ukrainian Festival coming up this Sunday. I'm joined by Olga Yelovenko. She's one of the event coordinators and the spokesperson for the event. Olga, thank you so much for joining. We'll just dive right into it. The first festival is coming up November 5th. What can you tell me about what's going to be happening that day and what the festival's all about?
Good question. So it would be the first in Lanark County Ukrainian festival. We decided to do so because there is a festival in big cities. There is one in Ottawa. We visited one in Montreal. Also, there was one in Toronto. And just recently, we had one on the East Coast. So this festival is for those who are spread all over Lanark County. And I know that it's a lot of Ukrainians settled up here since the war started. We want to show up. We want to say our thank you or express gratitude to people who helped us a lot during this period of time, first year of our presence here. And we want to show up who are those Ukrainians. I mean, who came to the place and how we can contribute to what's going on in here.
What does the festival look like? What does the day sort of entail? What kind of events are there for people to check out?
It would be official opening with, let's say, noble guests like parliament member. It would be city mayors. We are expecting for ambassador of Ukraine here in Canada. And it would be a concert. It would be an option to taste Ukrainian food, to enjoy Ukrainian music, to see Ukrainian dances. It would be, let's say, bazaar. We call it like this. It's a marketplace for people who are doing Ukrainian crafts, and you can buy something or you can just watch how it looks like. It would be some workshops, do it yourself. We prepared 8 of them for people to try to do something Ukrainian. It is also something that children can do. So it would be an event for the whole family, from, let's say, little ones to adults.
And why do you think this is something, an event that people should check out? You know, you mentioned it's sort of as an appreciation for the families that have settled here for, you know, the Lanark County community. But why do you think this is something a normal person on a Sunday should go check out, you know?
Why do I think so? You know what? I think that all of us people, we need other people to live happily. And I think to share gratitude is a great deal. And I think to feel a little bit of happiness, because we are happy here. I mean, there is no bombs falling on our heads. Our kids are happy because they have a lot of friends all around. We are happy because people are good to us. So if you want to feel extra positive energy, you definitely should be at that place at that special day. As for my personal story, my oldest daughter settled up in Canada in 2018. And it happened to be that she lives in Carlton Place now. And when war started, I was outside of Ukraine, but my 2 kids were inside. It was my business trip. So I had to come back to my country and take my kids out. And then I waited for 2 months in Europe to get a visa for my kids. And then I came to Canada. It was in May of 2022. And yes, it was because of the war. So my settlement here in Carlton Place was preset by my oldest daughter. And they actually made a huge fundraising campaign. And they brought around 200 Ukrainians, paying for tickets from fundraiser money and helping them with documents and with host families. That's why a lot of people are settled in here in Lanark County, because of this organization they made. So my story is only one of a lot of stories. Every single story, I more than sure that needs to be, let's say, revealed, and you will figured out that very interesting people came to this place, and it's good to know who they are, and it's good to communicate with them, because all of us are ready to contribute. We want to contribute to this community, and we are active, and I think everybody will benefit from this communication.
Wow, that's incredible. 200 families, that's incredible. And I understand this festival sort of began, the idea of it began through a garage sale earlier that raised, you know, nearly $3,000, and you're sort of reinvesting that money into this event.
Yeah, because it's an incredible story, because actually I brought one family, I invited one family to make the easier settlement here easier to my house to stay for a few months, and then they found another place and invited another family. So when that another family came, it was like the second or third day, a Canadian lady showed up and said, okay, I would like to make a garage sale and help that family with their needs. And they got together, I mean, Canadians and Ukrainians made a garage sale, and it was a success. And then we decided, as far as me and my friends, they are mostly entrepreneurs from Ukraine. We thought that just to spend money, it's not the good way to use them. We can make more of that. And we decided that, yes, we should make something visible. We should attract attention, and we should spread the word about what's going on in here. So that's why we decided to make to use a part of those money for organizing a festival.
Excellent. Well, is there anything else you feel like we should mention before I let you go?
I would like to say thank you for expressing an interest to this event, because what is mass media doing for us, it's just unbelievable. You are doing a great job just to show people that something is going on, and it's interesting, and I appreciate that. So you are all invited, you and your friends, relatives. This festival, what is the most important thing, this festival is not made for Ukrainians to reunite. We already are united. We are all united, let's say, around what's going on in Ukraine. We want to communicate with Canadians and with the whole community. So we want to show you who we are and get to know each other. That's it. So we invite Canadians to visit Ukrainian festival.
And that'll do it for today's edition of In Focus. I'm Grant Demme. Thank you for listening. We're back tomorrow.